Protestant boys, both valiant and stout, fear not the strength and power of Rome. Thousands of them are put to the rout. Brave Londonderry tells them their doom. For their cannons roar like thunder, being resolved the town to maintain. For William and Mary, still brave Londonderry, will give the proud French and Tories their bane. Time after time, with powder and balls, Protestant souls they did 'em salute. That before Londonderry stout walls, many are slain and taken to boot. Nay, their noble Duke of Berwick many reports is happily ta'en, where still they confine him and will not resign him till they have given the Tories their bane. Into the town their bombs they did throw, being resolved to fire the same, hoping thereby to lay it all low, could they but raise it into a flame. But the politicious Walker by an intrigue did quail them again, and blasted the glory of French Teague and Tory. By policy, boys, he gave them their bane. Thundering stones they laid on the wall, ready against the enemy came, with which they vowed the Tories to maul, whene'er they dare approach but the same. And another sweet invention, the which in brief I reckon to name, a sharp bloody slaughter did soon follow after amongst the proud French, and gave 'em their bane. Stubble and straw in parcels they laid, the which they straightways kindled with speed. By this intrigue the French was betrayed, thinking the town was fired indeed. Then they placed their scaling ladders, and o'er the walls did scour amain. Yet straight to their wonder they were cut in sunder, thus Frenchmen and Tories met with their bane. Suddenly then they opened the gate, sallying forth with vigor and might. And as the truth I here may relate, Protestant boys did valiantly fight. Taking many chief commanders, while the sharp fray they thus did maintain, with vigorous courses they routed their forces, and many poor Teagues did meet with their bane. While with the blood the cause they have sealed, heaven upon their actions did frown. Protestants took the spoil of the field. Cannons full five they brought to the town. With a lusty large great mortar, thus they returned with honor and gain, while papists did scour from Protestants' power, as fearing they all should suffer their bane. In a short time we hope to arrive with a vast army to Ireland, and the affairs so well will contrive that they shall ne'er have power to stand 'gainst King William and Queen Mary, who in the throne does flourish and reign. Will down with the faction that make the distraction, and give the proud French and Tories their bane.